I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1-Minute Clinic. Now, we've all done or said things that are thoughtless, inappropriate. However, not all of us jump to an apology. As soon as we see the hurtful effects our words or actions have on others, it's an easy remedy to just offer a sincere apology. But for some, it's difficult to do this, as the words, "I'm sorry," seem to sort of stick in their throat. Somehow they feel diminished by apologizing. According to a study published in the journal Psychological Science, those who do apologize tend to do so more with friends and strangers than with romantic partners or family members. That's where we tend to really hang on to our resentments. The researchers also found that an effective apology comprises 8 elements: remorse, acceptance of responsibility, admission of wrongdoing, acknowledgement of harm, promise to do better, request for forgiveness, offer for repair, and an explanation. So the next time you have an opportunity to apologize, try to approach it from one or all of these elements. Give the apology when they receive it, accept it, and then move on. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew. My next report is tomorrow at 11:13.